welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
Another week, another poem. I hope you're feeling good, and I hope you don't have pneumonia or bronchitis or a cold, because this week's poem deals with bronchitis. Listeners will know that acute bronchitis is a common clinical condition, clinically characterized by a cough with or without sputum production. It is typically self-limited, resolving in 1 to 3 weeks. Symptoms result from inflammation of the lower respiratory tract and most frequently are due to a viral infection, not a bacterial infection. As such, treatment is focused on patient education and supportive care. Antibiotics are not needed for the great majority of patients, and acute bronchitis is regularly associated with the overuse of antibiotics. Listeners to this podcast will know that reducing antibiotic use for acute bronchitis is both a national and international healthcare priority for lots of reasons, having to do with cost, having to do with antibiotic resistance, and having to do with inappropriate care. But today's question is whether oral steroids in patients who do not have asthma provide any relief in the context of bronchitis. The article that Mark's chosen comes from JAMA, is published in 2017, begins on page 721. It attempts to answer the question, are steroids useful in the treatment of acute lower respiratory tract infections in adults who have no asthma? Mark, any evidence of benefit?
Yeah, first of all, I want you to stop saying acute bronchitis. And I want our listeners to stop saying acute bronchitis, because patients hear acute meaning severe to them and bronchitis meaning somewhere in the lungs. And so if you say acute bronchitis, you're telling your patient, many of them will understand, I have a bad infection in my lungs. And so I recommend chest cold. In the research literature, increasingly they're using acute lower respiratory tract infection or non-pneumonia lower respiratory infection. So anyway, just a little aside there in terms of what we call things. So chest cold, I think, is preferable. Doesn't sound nearly as terrible to our patient. Yeah, so the symptoms of someone with an acute lower respiratory infection or chest cold can look like an asthma exacerbation. Steroids are often given to these patients for that reason. So these researchers, and this was a group of very good researchers, Paul Little, Alistair Hay, Anthony Harnden. I was just with two of them at the North American Primary Care Research Meeting this past weekend in Montreal. And they presented this work, some of this work there as well, and some related work. And what they found, what they did was they took adults who came in with an acute cough as the main symptom and at least one other lower respiratory symptom, either producing phlegm or having some chest discomfort, wheezing, or shortness of breath. They excluded anyone who had a good reason for a steroid. So COPD, where it was clinically felt they might have community-acquired pneumonia, or if they'd gotten asthma in the past 5 years, or if they needed to be hospitalized. So these other 400 patients were randomized to either 40 milligrams of prednisolone daily for 5 days or a matching placebo. And then they kept a symptom diary. Some of the patients, you know, the clinician could give an antibiotic, but they asked the patient to hold off on taking it for at least 48 hours and not to fill it if they, you know, at that point, if they were starting to feel better. Patients kept symptom diaries. Patients didn't know which group they were in. They measured symptoms daily. They took twice daily peak flows. They followed the patients for up to a month or until they were feeling better. And they had really good follow-up. 94% of the patients were followed for up to 28 days. And they, you know, they basically found, they did an intention to treat analysis, no clinically significant differences between groups in terms of the median duration of cough, the severity of symptoms, the symptom duration, use of antibiotics, peak flow rates, or patient satisfaction. There were also no significant differences when they looked at subgroups of smokers or those who came in presenting with a symptom of wheeze or shortness of breath. Even in those subgroups, no benefit. So bottom line, this study found no clinically significant benefit of steroids for the treatment of chest cold in adults who didn't have asthma, even in those who were smokers or presented with wheezing or shortness of breath.
Interesting.
And, you know, there have been a number of studies, including by these same trialists, that have shown no benefit to antibiotics in these patients. Now, it's interesting. I think it's important to point out that there is also a fairly recent body of literature that for those patients who have a community-acquired pneumonia, they do benefit from a course of steroids, and typically the same course, 40 milligrams of prednisone once a day for 5 days, in hospitalized patients with CAP has been shown to speed recovery, get them out of the hospital faster. And so in that group, it's beneficial. We know in patients with COPD or asthma that steroids are a good thing. But in this group, if they don't have asthma or COPD, don't have pneumonia, the steroid is not going to be helpful.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. It's been fun.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.